testimony of Laura Wanmer when the Lord Jesus took her to heaven and hell. Laura Wanmer, Lala, 12 years old, from Indonesia, beginning with a strong desire to see Jesus since she was at the kindergarten school until she was 12 years old. The Spirit of the Lord came to her and took her spirit to meet Jesus, what she heard and saw. It is a true story indeed. Nothing more or less. Please pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give you His wisdom and understanding before reading this testimony. March 17, 7 p.m., the first day of the Lord's visit to Lala, during praise and worship, my hands were lifted up by themselves, and I told my mother, "Mom, I cannot put my hands down. They are lifted up still." And I saw a lot of angels in the room, and suddenly there was a very bright light, and from the light, there was Lord's voice speaking to me. Lord said to me that there will be a death of my closest family member. Afterward, the Lord spoke to me, "Go and tell your closest brother that he has to return to me, because I still have mercy on him, for his life has been far away from me." My brother had a problem with a heavy burden on the family. March 18, 7 p.m. on the second day, the Lord told me that I would pass the exam with good grades. March 20, 8:30 p.m. While I and my mom were still worshipping the Lord Jesus, suddenly an angel came and took my spirit. We flew up, and then we stopped and stood on a rock. And the angel showed me several beautiful cities, and I could see Nabaya, Sarui, Biak, Manokwari. The angel spoke to me, "God told you to go and stand in those cities to deliver a message from the Lord. They must repent because there is no more time. Jesus is coming very, very soon." And I asked the angel, "Who are you?" And he replied, "I am Gabriel, an angel of God." Then the angel sent my spirit back into my body. March 21, 6 p.m. While I was on my way from Abe to Introp, I arrived in Kotaru and was still in a taxi when an angel came, picked me up, and we flew over the city of Jayapura. And the angel said to me, "Try to look down." And I saw a lot of people standing. They wore black clothes, covering them from head to toe. And their eyes are black, and there is a fire in their eyes. I saw them everywhere, in the hospital, at the roadsides, in the middle of the street, in the market, at the front of houses. They were everywhere. I saw their hands were holding large forks. Then I asked the angel, "Who are they?" And the angel told me that they were the angels of death. When we were still flying spiritually above the city of Introp, I saw a group of young people drinking alcohol in the street. I was very sad because death was surrounding them. Afterward, the angel said to me, "Lala, if there is something happened to you, and you feel uncomfortable, then you can call two names, the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, because this name is very powerful." The angel took me and we continued to fly up through the clouds. I saw the earth below me became smaller and smaller. We flew on and passed through the narrow and dark tunnel. I was very scared and the angel holds me. Then I saw a bright light and that was heaven. I and the angel arrived at the gate. There were two guardian angels in front of the gate. The gate was decorated with pearls and crystals and it opened itself. Then that both of us walked into the garden. There was an open door and through it I could see a long table was neatly arranged and it looked like there will be a party, Holy Communion, soon. There was an angel who stood behind each chair, each of the angels holding a trumpet in his hands, and it looked like they were going to blow the trumpet very soon. Then I continued to walk again inside heaven. In the garden I saw different kinds of trees and various kinds of fruit. I saw flowers which were very beautiful. The angel Gabriel came to me and said, "Your time is up and you have to go back." And I spoke to him, "I am so happy here and I do not feel like going back because here I feel so peaceful." And suddenly there was a voice coming from the throne of light and glory. The voice said to me, "Lala, you have to return now." And the angel Gabriel escorted me back. From up above, I was watching over a red taxi which I was riding before. It was going and past the local government office toward Introp Terminal, and the angel sent my spirit back into my body and I woke up and said hallelujah. All passengers were shocked and looked at me. They asked, "Sister, are you okay?" I was really surprised because I was leaning on the shoulder of a passenger, and she rubbed some oil on my nose because she thought that I was fainting. I stopped the taxi when I reached the destination. Around 11 p.m. while I was sleeping, an angel came and took me to the Lord. We entered the gate of heaven, and I saw a man standing and he was wearing a very long white robe. He opened his hands to me. I walked toward him and he carried me, and I know that he was Jesus. Then we both walked in heaven. Heaven is so wonderful and full of kinds of flowers, which I have never seen here on the earth. Everything is there. My heart felt very peaceful in that place. There are shady trees, bearing fruits, and there is also a very clear flowing river. Entrance into heaven. Lord Jesus told me, Lela, would you like trying to put your feet in the water? And I put them into the water. God spoke to me again, you may drink the water. When I drank it, I feel so peaceful at heart. And the Lord Jesus spoke to me again, you can immerse your head into the water, and you will be able to breathe. What the Lord Jesus said was right. There were lots of fish that came around me. I said to Jesus, I live on the earth and I cannot catch the fish. They will flee when I do so. Lord Jesus said to me, the fish here can talk to you, Lala. Furthermore, I kept walking with Jesus and I asked him, how can you watch the world with the sins that the people have been doing, while the world is too big? How do you see those? Jesus told me to come with him, and he was going to show me how. Jesus and I kept walking and he showed me. There was a large glass table and I saw the world was so small. I could also see what sins people did. I was surprised and saw someone that I know. I said to Jesus, Lord, I can see below. My mother and I were lying in bed. Then he answered, yes, I know. There was also an angel standing in your room, conference room in heaven. I and Lord Jesus walked again. I saw there was a room and there were two angels standing there. There was a big book on the table. And I asked the Lord, God, what kind of book is this? The Lord Jesus answered, this is the book of life. I asked again, can I see inside the book? The Lord Jesus answered, yes, you can. And the two angels were ready to open the book page by page. On the first page I saw the names of one family that I know. I saw it again and there was my brother's name and I said to Jesus, God, this is my brother. And Lord Jesus replied, yes, I know his life. Now he is here and he is praising the Lord. The angel opened the following page. I saw the name of the person which I also know again and I said to Jesus, this is my uncle. Lord Jesus said, yes, he is here. I embraced Jesus and cried. Then Jesus and I continued to walk in the garden when I saw two people came toward me. The older one is around 18 or 19 years old while the younger one is 2 years old. The little boy ran and hugged me but I felt he went through since we both are in spirit form. The older boy who was 18 to 19 years old looked so similar to my mother. They looked like twins. Then I remembered my mother has told me that I had an older brother who has passed away since I was a baby. Then I knew that he was my brother. After that, both of them went back to their own rooms. Then I saw a beautiful flower. I asked Lord Jesus, Lord, can I pick this flower? I would like to give it to my mother, for my mother loves flowers. Jesus said the time has not come yet for you to get the flowers and fruits from this place, my child. And afterward Jesus and I were still walking, when I saw a house whose door was open. I asked the Lord Jesus whether I could get into the house. The Lord Jesus said yes, you can. When I got to the front door of the house, I could not enter the house because the floor was made of gold. I said to the Lord Jesus, why God? The floor is very beautiful. Gold is very expensive on the earth. And the Lord Jesus smiled and said, this is your house. There are some houses which are similar to this one. I asked, God, may I go into the next house? Then the Lord Jesus said, the houses whose doors are closed, they belong to others. The Lord Jesus said, follow me. The Lord Jesus took me to hell. The Lord Jesus held me and then we both flew into a wide tunnel. Lord Jesus and I kept on going along when I could smell a very horrible odor and then I felt the air was very hot. Far ahead I saw a three-legged demon, and he holds a trident and when he saw Jesus, he bowed down. Lord Jesus and I continued to move on to a place and Lord Jesus allowed me to see a very deep well full of men being tortured by devils. The devils tormented them until their flesh came apart but they could not die. Spears in hell. We walked again and then I saw a table with a book on it and it was written, Adultery. I saw people naked in a lake of fire. They saw Jesus and called Father, Father, but Jesus did not look at them. I still walked with Jesus, and we noticed there was a servant of God. Then I asked Lord Jesus, God, why is there a servant of God in hell? Lord Jesus said, I chose him, but he never delivered my message. Then he saw Lord Jesus and shouted, Father, Father, please take me just for a minute out of this place, for I want to repent. Then the Lord Jesus said to him, it's too late. Now I'm using her as my servant, while pointing to me. And we went on. Then I saw a lot of people being tortured, and Jesus said to me, these people were not faithful with the tithe. And I saw again there were so many young people who were dancing on the nails to the rhythm of the music. If the rhythm of the rock music was heard, they had to jump faster and were not allowed to stop for a moment. If they stopped, the devils came and tormented them. Then we went back to heaven through the wide path. After I arrived in heaven, Lord Jesus said to me, Lala, what you have seen, you have to tell my people. And the Lord Jesus carried me and said, Lala, you have to surrender your life in me. You have to be baptized on March 25th and tell my servant, Ronald, I entrust him to write your book. Then the Lord Jesus looked at Gabriel, and Gabriel bowed down to worship under the feet of Jesus. Then the Lord Jesus said to Gabriel, bring my child back. And Gabriel took me and we walked to the gate and I saw another angel came and he spoke to Gabriel with the language which I did not understand. But Gabriel pointed to me and he looked at the throne of God and so was the angel, Michael. And the Lord Jesus looked at us. Then Michael bowed down and allowed Gabriel and me to continue our journey. On our way back, Gabriel asked me, what did you talk about with the Father? And I replied, there are a lot of things Jesus spoke to me. And I asked the angel, what do you do in heaven? The angel answered, I am the guard of our Lord Jesus, whatever the Lord Jesus asks me to do, then I do it all. As we got closer to my house, we walked and saw a lot of angels of death standing on the left and right side of the road. When we arrived, I saw one standing in front of the fence, and at the front door of our house, there was one angel of God guarding the house. The angel of death was very nervous as he wanted to get into the house but he could not do it because there was an angel of God guarding our house. After that, the angel of death went to the back of the house and he tried to get in but still, he could not succeed because there were two angels of God guarding the back door of our house. Unsatisfactorily, the angel of death tried to get in for the second time but he was thrown, fell down, and disappeared like dust in the blowing wind. Gabriel escorted me back to my bedroom and my spirit went back inside my body physically at 6 a.m. Afterward, I returned to my daily activities as a student. Thursday, March 22nd, 7 p.m. When we had a service in the house of our church's member, the angel Gabriel came to pick me up and took me to the Lord Jesus. Then the Lord Jesus showed me the city that I had to go to. He asked me to deliver the message to a Catholic church in Waymana. Friday, March 23rd, 9 a.m. The angel came to pick me up and took me to the Lord. Lord Jesus delivered a special message for the church in the village Harapan and said, tell the church, do not be too late for a service. Those who are always late will not be a part of the kingdom of heaven. When the service is going on, none is allowed to stay outside the church and send a message to the mothers whose children are still babies and toddlers that they have to sit inside the church and listen to the words of God. Never let the children stay in the nursing room or daycare room. Everybody has to participate in the service even though all seats are full, for sitting on the floor should not be a problem. Everybody has to respect my words. During the day at the same time after we finished prayer and fasting, I delivered a message of the Lord Jesus to Sunday school teachers. On the way back home from the church, the angel of God took me to the Lord Jesus and he said to me, thank you, Lala, that you have delivered my message to the Sunday school teachers. And he spoke to me again on Sunday, you will have to deliver the message to the church members. You must not only deliver the message to the church and your family, but you have to deliver the message to other religions as well, Buddhism, Muslim, Hinduism, etc. since they also should receive salvation and deliver the message as soon as possible, because I'll take you out to other cities. John 14, 6. At 7 p.m., the angel came to take me to the Lord, and the Lord Jesus spoke to me, Lala, faster, 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 run and tell all of my people, my time is almost up. And the Lord Jesus showed me the time of heaven. I saw the short hand pointed to a number and the long hand was very close to it. However, I cannot see the number on the clock. Lord Jesus said to me, Lala, run fast and send the message to my people, my time is almost over. And the Lord Jesus said to me again, Lala, no angel has ever seen the time in heaven. I allow you to see the time of heaven so that you can convey what you have seen to my people. At 8:30 p.m., the angel came to pick me and took me back to the Lord, and the Lord Jesus showed me once again the time of heaven, which is very short. Lord Jesus said to me, tell your classmates, your teachers, your neighbors, and anyone you meet. Tell them to repent and turn to me. Saturday, March 24, 1 p.m., I was with my mother and my aunt. We were at Wilson Santani's family's residence. At 1 p.m., while my aunt was praying for Wilson family, and I again laid in the room, I saw the angel came. I could see the angel came because my spirit was out of my body and sat on the bed. I called the angel to enter the room, but the angel was standing there out of the room, and I called him once again. The angel pointed to my aunt who was praying. I called the angel once again, and the angel said to me, I cannot enter the room. He pointed his finger to my aunt, since the servant is talking to the Father, so that I have to wait until she finished praying or say Amen. Then the angel came to the room and took me to the Lord Jesus. After we arrived in heaven, the Lord Jesus told me a message to deliver. At 12 p.m., I found my body became heavy and wanted to sleep because an angel would come to pick me, but my mom kept telling me to get my clothes ready for tomorrow morning service. Once I fell asleep, an angel came to take me to the Lord, and the Lord Jesus started to speak to me. Lala, tell your mom to allow you to sleep when your body is heavy because I want to say something very important. Then he reproved for the second time. Lord Jesus said, Lala, why did you forget what I conveyed to you? You should remember all of my messages. I said to Jesus, God, please forgive me. And the Lord Jesus answered, I will return everything when you testify. Sunday, March 25th, morning time. With the mercy of the Lord Jesus, I could stand and testified to deliver the message from the Lord Jesus to the church of Barachiel. After I finished with my testimony, I got myself water baptized to die and rise with Jesus, and after the service, we were called to attend a meeting, which was going to discuss a revival service. I also participated in the meeting, and I saw an angel came to pick me up and took me to the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, tell my servants to go on with the revival service, and I will go down to intervene. At 4 p.m., I was still in the pastoral house. I was taken by an angel to see the Lord. Lord Jesus showed me a big hole that was deep and dark. I saw there were a lot of people pulled into the hole. They tried to resist, but failed and fell into the hole. March 26, 2 a.m., an angel came and took me to the Lord. The Lord Jesus said, I will use you as my servant until I come back. All duties and responsibilities I gave you is not finished yet, but I will keep using you until I come back. At 6 p.m., as usual, an angel picked me up and took me to the Lord. Again the Lord Jesus showed me a big dark hole. Jesus spoke with me. The hole that you see is the place where the unfaithful people are going into for 3.5 years of great persecution. Rev 13. While for my faithful people I will move them to a place that I have prepared, away from the eyes of the snake. At 08:00 p.m., an angel picked me and took me to the Lord, and he said to me, Lala, do not argue with your mom, never against my fifth commandment, that you have to honor your father and your mother. When I heard it, I felt guilty and cried. I also saw the Lord Jesus crying and looked so sad. I saw the tears dripping from his eyes. Lord Jesus said to me, Lala, do not cry. I want you to listen and obey my fifth commandment, to honor your parents, so that you may live long and you are blessed. I want to use you amazingly and wonderfully. Then Jesus said to me, delete all the worldly songs from your mobile phone, James 4:4, and he continued, "You should be more quiet at your school. How can I deliver a message to you if you do not calm yourself down?" And I replied, "Lord Jesus, I cannot calm down because friends always come bothering me and ask me to play. What if I do not go to school and just stay at home?" And he answered, "No, you have to go to school." Tuesday, March 27, 10:30 a.m. While I was having my school exams, the angel took me to the Lord, and the Lord Jesus said to me, "There is no more time. You have to deliver the message to my people urgently." Rapture. At 7 p.m., being in a worship service, as usual, an angel picked and took me to the Lord Jesus. I saw Jesus standing in front of the gate and waiting for me. Once I got there, Jesus said, "You have to go to Wayman urgently and deliver my message to my people. They have to repent because time is up. You need to go there to Wayman." Lord Jesus said with his sad face, with a downcast face, and cried. His tear dropped and fell on a large glass table where Jesus can see everything that people say and do. I asked the Lord, "Why do you cry?" He did not answer my question, but his tears kept falling on the table, and I wiped the tears with the white robe that I wore. When I was in the kingdom of heaven, I always wore a white robe that I had never put on before. Then the Lord Jesus spoke to me, and still crying, "Lala, tell my people urgently. They have to turn to me quickly. Time is absolutely over." Lord Jesus said again, "I desire none ever be lost, but I want them all sitting on my lap." Lord Jesus bless you.